All right, how's it going, everybody? We're back again. Day two of 13 days of horror leading up to Halloween, going through the Friday the 13th franchise. Hope you're doing well. Hope the ad read in the beginning was all right for you. We're going to have one more before we get started here. But been enjoying it so far. Recording this right after I just put up the first track. We're going to have this one out tomorrow, and then we're going to have another episode of the podcast, hopefully Wednesday, but we'll see. To be determined on that front. I noticed I was getting a little puffy on the last one, so hopefully this one is not as puffy with the ears. Or no, with the ears, the tufts of air. I'm going to go grab a beer. There's going to be an ad read, then we're going to come back, and we'll get on started with Friday the 13th Part 2, I don't know, how do they say in French? I'll be right back. Alrighty. So, what we're going to be doing here, we're going to get Friday the 13th Part 2 up. It is the 1 hour 26 minutes and 56 seconds version. I'm watching it on YouTube myself. You're going to pause when I say to pause, and then you're going to press play as soon as a Stephen Miner film disappears from the screen. And from there, you know, we'll be all synced up. We'll be watching together. It'll be like we're just in the same room, and it's not like quarantine. God damn, I'm ready to be out. But all right, a Stephen Miner film. Play as soon as that disappears. But you're going to pause in 3, 2, 1. All right, part two, let's go. We got our beer. I'm pretty sure this takes place right after the first one. But we shall see. And we got the first appearance of our boy in this one. God damn, why are you stepping in that puddle, man? It's like it's getting all up in your shoes. Yeah, you get in that house. It's not Jason, is it? No. There's the boy. There's the boy himself. This is surprising. This feels like a Michael Myers environment far more than it does a Jason Voorhees environment. Even a Fred Krueger one. Uh-oh. How many people have you seen? I guess this is a night terror, isn't it? Oh, this is Alice. It's Alice. They'll kill you too. Nah, it's her, bitch. I don't know. I just... God, they're really nailing it home. That's a good shot. His name was Jason. Once again, I think there was a documentary called that. Yo, what is going on with the... What is going on with the closed captioning? Yeah, no, it's cutting off like the last word. Like it's just saying the first letter of the last word. All right, man, this is it's not quite Silent Night, Deadly Night, where they just basically had half the movie be flashbacks, but we're getting the, you know, like we get it. We get it. Are we gonna see this whole scene? Or did they assume, I don't know. I don't know how many people saw the original Friday the 13th, if they were like, oh, not a lot of people saw it. We need to recap them, make sure they're up to speed. Up to speed. Oh, are we just going to see every kill from the last one? Where was he hanging from, by the way? Ki, ma, ma, ma. Sorry if you can like hear my fucking beer sips, you know, just, I don't know, grab one too and we'll be having a couple beers together. God, this fight. I don't know, the stab at the oar was pretty all right. There's a severe lack of punches, I'd say. Jesus. I forgot. That was great. Okay, we're just showing this scene in its entirety, I guess. Even, I think Evil Dead did do this. I'm glad that we spent the first 5 minutes establishing things we knew. Oh, and here it is. With that weird ass music. And where is he? 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 There he is. There's first Jason. So technically, does that guy get credit? The first Jason guy. Does he get a film credit in this role then? Because, or in this film? Because if so, he probably outranks more people. So I guess there must have been a bit of a time jump because obviously she has like a kid now. I guess she has a kid now. I guess they must have found like evidence exonerating her and shit. I like her decor. It's a rather 80s home, I suppose. Is that self-portrait? Where is he? Where's our boy? Where's our boy? Art? No, we're not. The POV, she surely would have seen. Are we about the psycho? Come on. What? What was that? What was that? The phone didn't start ringing until after she pulled the curtain. Was that her whole shower? What? She's already like, okay, what's going on? Yo, I don't know how she doesn't already have a lock on all the time. What are you looking for? Where's your kid? There's a bang at the door. You got to get in through the window? Is that an ice pick? Or is that a knife? It's a watermelon. You ever keep a watermelon up on top of the fridge? Is that an 80s thing? I don't know. Oh. It's a cat. That was cheap. I do love how, like, it's a cat. I guess, you know, world's all right. Dude, last time you made coffee, shit went south. Don't be making coffee. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Oh. Rip Alice. Dude, I told you, don't be making tea or coffee. Well, at least he's kind like that and moves the thing off the kettle. Oh, hey. Oh, no glass? Oh, it was better than the glass shattering. There we go. That's how you start a movie. Amy Steele. John Fury, Andrea King, Christine Baker, Stu Charno. Oh no, I didn't get the last one. Walt Gourney, Martha Cooper, Tom McBride, Russell Todd, Bill Rudolph, Lindsay Marie Taylor, Lauren Marie Taylor, Director of Photography, Peter Stein. Production designer, okay, you know, I'm tapping out. Simon and I'm drinking Miller Lite. Miller Lite's, you know what? You know what? I got a soft spot for Miller Lite, I'll be honest. There it is. Ki, 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 ma, ma, ma. That's a pretty decent fake head. I'll say that. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I'd say that's a pretty decent fake head. Too bad about that, about Alice there. But where was she? Was she, like, nearby Camp Crystal Lake? Was her residence there? I'd fucking move. This ain't Michael Myers. He's not gonna track you down to California. Oh, okay. I wasn't ready for that to fly at me. Thank goodness we're not in 3D yet. That's next. Yeah, dude, these captions are worthless. Whoever did the captions on YouTube, you need to get it together, dude. There he is! Wonder if Exxon enjoyed being in this movie. Almost said film. I said film and movie at the same time. Jesus. They're calling Ted? I love the little, like, dice roll he was doing with his one hand. Oh, here comes Ruff. He doesn't know where they're going yet. Ralph, you creepy bastard. Get it together. The fact that I can't tell if the fact that he's on a bicycle makes him creepier or if that makes him just look silly. I'm leaning towards silly. I'm not gonna lie. God damn. They did not give a fuck. Dude, just come on. Don't be a dick. Now, is he stopping now? Dude, hop in the bed. Hop in the bed of the truck. Wait, was that his dad? Dude, that's not a good prank. That's not a good prank. I would have jumped on the fucking hood. What's the scoop? I'm liking this cast already. Doesn't have Kevin Bacon, but goddamn. When I say that, I mean, like, pretty much ironically. They're not opening the... No. They're not opening the camp. All right, we can cut away now. Okay, good. Jeez. 6 seconds too long there, bud. Steve Miner. Dude, that's nothing. That is nothing. That's hardly a tree in the middle of the... God. There he is. There's the boy. Were they setting up like, oh, who's the killer this time? Oh, who is it?
Oh,
Oh, I thought that was a machete. Camp Crystal Lake. Tell me it says that. Tell me it. Yeah! Yo, I love Ted. He's just like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I love how the other guy knew about it, though. Camp Blood. I actually don't want these people to, you know, they're like, I don't know. I like Ted. I like Ted. I don't want him to die. Also, it's really weird seeing Jason with, like, human hands and... He has gloves, right? Or at least when he's a zombie. I don't know. Zombie Jason is definitive Jason in my mind. You know, like, when you picture him, it's him with that gnarly, decomposed face. Who are you ringing for, dude? They haven't shown up yet. Or maybe they have. I don't know. Oh, they did. Okay, they just skipped that over. Oh, I remember this guy. Yes! What a cute dog! That dog better not get hurt. Wow. Ooh, that's an interest. Oh. I was going to say that's an interesting shot for Jason. I was going to say he also had a rather hairy hand, but I guess that's this guy. Is that something to be like? Oh, that's cute. This is why we have toxic masculinity. It's because of shit like this. Packanack Lodge. Scott. Scott from uni. Oh. I don't know. I'm sure there's worse. Much worse. Run him over. You'll be better off. Just fucking hit him. Don't you shout something. Don't you do it. He was looking so longing. About this buggy. Oh, I remember her too now. Huh. I like her skirt. Oh, that he just did not leave them with anything. Dude, you could have handled that a lot better. You could have been like, all right, you know, do some icebreakers, get to know each other. I'll be right back. I'm going to help her unpack. You didn't, you know, everybody knows you're roasting her right now. Paul. Nah. Yeah, God, I can't wait for Tommy Jarvis to come along. I'm just waiting for our boy Tommy. What? Dude, if Ted dies, I'm going to be so mad. I know that, you know, she's going to be the only one left, but like, man, I want, you know what final girl I want? It's Ted in a wig. Bear country, yes. We love to see it. Would the counselors endorse food fights? Would they participate in them anyways? Also, I wonder if they... Whoa, he just teleported. Dude, watch out. He's Jason. Oh, good. They're dropping the child psychology already. Yo, I gotta say... Oh. I gotta say... I know it's a shocker, but I would not say Friday the 13th Part 2 has a great representation of child psychology. There it is again, child psychology. Is that what they say? Is that what Ralph always said? I don't. So if you were like, let's say he was like 8, and I think they said it was 1958. That means he was born in 1950. So he would be 70 now. So Jason could, in real life timeline, I guess, be alive. Though I guess, you know, he did die in the movies and get resurrected, and you know, not like zombie Jason's never dying. He's like basically indestructible. Why is that a... I guess it makes sense. Oh, it's been 5 years. Wait, is that 5 years since they killed, since he killed Alice, or 5 years since he, since she killed Pamela? I gotta look it up. I gotta know the timeline. Oh. It's Ted! Yo, Ted's low-key fit. The 13th timeline. Let's see it. Timeline, Friday the 13th. 1930. Pamela Voorhees is born. 1935, the Christie family establishes Camp Crystal Lake. 1941, Freddy Krueger is born. That's great. 1946 is when Jason is born. Let's see. Friday, June 13th is when Jason... 1958 is when Jason dies. Tommy Jarvis is born in 1972. Yeah, Tommy. You love to see it. 1979 is the original Friday the 13th. Yeah, the 1984 is the events of this film. There you go. God damn, this movie's kind of flying. That was a good line. This movie has so much more going for it. Just already. And she's a half decent actress too. That's damning with faint praise. Probably a little bit more. You know, nobody in these films are really like knocking it out of the park, but you know, she's got some tight delivery. Oh my God, that is the biggest flashlight I think I've ever seen. That is like a baton. Why would you want to go then? If there's something to the legend, why would you go? Yeah, listen to Paul. They're going to go first, aren't they? That's how the other movie went. First one we met was the one that got killed off. It looks comfy. Yo, that robe looks comfy. It's kind of silky. Oh. I can't tell if that's Jason or Ralph. That looked like Ralph because it looked like he had a hat. Yeah, I think it's going to be Ralph. Because why would Jason knock? Jason don't knock. Or maybe. No, it's Ralph. It's got to be Ralph. Come on, show me Ralph. Show me Ralph. Come on. Did Ralph just like sneak in behind her? No, he didn't. Oh, it's Paul. Oh, is he? I don't know what he was referring to there. Oh. And like being summoned by an alarm clock. Sex is out. So is Jason. He's ready. Ready, willing, and gable. What did he think that I imagine back in the 80s, like people were just like late to shit and you didn't know why. Oh no, it's Ralph. It's Ralph. I knew it was Ralph. Were they trying to set up that he was the killer? Ooh, is he a prude too? Does he not like sex either? Uh-oh. What is it? No, dude, why would you go back to kissing? Oh, God. How did Ralph not see him, first of all? But oh my God, oh wow, that was bright. Okay, what did she have to tell him? Also, how did Ralph not see him behind the tree? I know I'm picking, you know, I'm picking apart boar bears. I know I'm picking apart Friday the 13th part 2, but you know, whatever. Dude, she's a regular Clarice Starling leading the pack. All right, dude, you don't need to. You just turned into the Fonz, dude. Hey. Here we are. It's your boy. Poor Ralph. Did he hide Ralph's body, I guess? For some reason, I've been playing too much Among Us. I forgot that you're able to hide bodies, I guess, in real life. Yo, I'm out here for my guy, Ted. I swear half of these people aren't even, like, notable. Like, you don't even know any of them. Oh, I think I started saying this earlier, but I totally forgot. In the scene with the meeting, they had that Mickey Mouse shirt. I wonder how Disney felt about Mickey Mouse appearing in a Jason film. I guess, could you say the original Friday the 13th is not a Jason film? No, well, he does appear in it. He's not the main guy. That's a funny trope with the chainsaw, because obviously, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 10 out of 10 movie, by the way. Also, look at Ted, the grill master over here. Look at this man's. No, but so like the chainsaw and the hockey mask always gets like associated together, even though they're different characters. Though some people get the machete and the hockey mask correct. Are we about to see our first Jason kill? No. Of course not. That's a small chainsaw. She's like looking right at him. So the key ma. That made sense because it was Jason talking to his mom. But this is Jason. Is he hearing himself say that, or is it a psycho situation where he thinks it's his mom killing them? I don't know. All I know is they're about to eat it. They're about to fucking eat it. I'm loving this guy's hat, by the way. That whole shot, the previous shot, was very unnecessary. Maybe it put some more distance in, but like it just, I don't know, it didn't need to be there. I don't know, less is more. Less is more. Yes, Ted. Ted is the best. You know, I take back what I said about his earlier prank. It was actually really good, really clever. If I had somebody who had a tow truck, I'd tow all my friends' cars all the time. Yeah, no, they're done. They are done. There he is. There's your boy. No trespassing. Guess we know where you got the barbed wire. Yep, no, just step on over. I guess in real life, you know, I'm a skeptical guy. I wouldn't, you know, expect anything to happen. At least not like that. Oh. No. That's not their dog. They're like, "Ew." Oh, I guess they aren't eating it. Shut the fuck up, Jim. Damn, they got the Yankees in here too. I don't know. Do I just not understand copyright? They got the Yankees. They got Mickey Mouse. What is going on? Paul's keeping things on lock, man, but he is kind of, I don't know, he gives me kind of dickhead energy too. Dude, he said he'd talk to them later. What are you talking about? He doesn't give a fuck. Okay, never mind. You know what? He's all right. I didn't realize that something was hanging out of her pocket. I thought her ass cheek was just like fucking out there in the wind. I would not put it past these movies. That's an exceedingly narrow road, and that was definitely Jason. You saw the sack. You saw his sack over his head. Do you not have a gun? Well, I mean, not that he should, like, pull out the gun immediately, but, like, yeah, he's got a gun. I was just thinking, because, like, obviously, you know, he's donezo. I was just thinking, like, you know, are we going to show Jason as a super, ubermensch here? Is he going to eat a couple slugs and keep on coming? That is a weird sheriff's uniform, I got to be honest. Unless they're just going to, like, wear whatever. But yeah, damn. You know, here's the thing about the first movie. The first movie dragged. This one, it's going. It's moving. I feel entertained. Let's go. Oh, there it is. The shack. Oh, I forgot that this actually is a location. Did he build this? I think this is in the game too, though. I think it's on like an island in the game. I think. Could be wrong. I need to play the game again. It's been a hot minute. Should stream it. That'd be fun. He's got some fuzzy sideburns. Ooh. That toilet cannot be functional, which makes me wonder where does Jason shit? Oh. No, yeah, I was going to say we're not going to see it right now. Just in case somebody hasn't seen this movie before, I'm not going to spoil it. Ooh! He got it with the back of the, with the claw, too. Damn. He's got a good jaw. Oh, okay. Half of these people, okay, I'll be honest, like half of these people, I don't, I don't know, but yeah, still, you know, I'm entertained, man. It's fucking sex pest. What are they eating? Seems like they got different meals. Nah. Bro, come on, get some brewskis in here. Speaking of which, I just finished my Miller Lite. I had a second one, but it turns out I picked up an empty bottle, so, you know, screw it. I'm just having one tonight. But hey, I mean, you know, I would have bounced it out, you know, half and half. Oh, I guess they're, those other people are getting spared then, huh? I don't think that's the official way to take down a flag, but you know what? Oh well. He's lurking. He's lurking. There's gonna be beers. No, no, no. No. Man, I wish that grad school cost what it did previously. How is the price of education? Not to get political. How has the price of education gotten so wild? It's criminal. But yeah, looks like you're first. Some rustling. Muffin. That was her dog, right? I'm surprised we're following these guys. Oh, you know what? They're gonna come back, aren't they? Because Alice is with them, and so is Paul, and they're our final two, right? Come on, you know, like that's not a spoiler. That's a you know, just common sense. Like, come on. Oh, so that's what's happening. And we're just waiting for her to undress. Oh, God. I was gonna say I wouldn't trust that lake water, but at the same time, I guess if you're going in with clothes on anyways, I guess then, you know, doesn't really make that much of a difference. Come on. There he goes, there he goes. Oh. I mean, I don't know. That would feel awkward in a movie or in real life, I feel. What are those? My guy's getting it. That reminded me of a thing I can't really get into, but still chuckle worthy. Now, I hope that wasn't Jason, because if so, we got some Rob Zombie, Mike Myers shenanigans going on here. But I don't know. Maybe that's what he, you know, got inspiration from, Rob Zombie. Maybe. Either way, dick move. Oh, it's... Oh, you. That... Yo, I'm ready. I'm ready for him to go. I'm ready for him to go. Fuck Scott. You ever see the Tame Impala shirts that are like, fuck Travis? Or no, not fuck Travis. Trevor. Yeah, fuck Trevor. Nah, Tommy, this is where he gets killed. Come on, do it, Jason. Yeah. No, he isn't. Come on, Jason, do it to him. No, don't get her first. I mean, she did just throw her clothes right into his face. Oh, whoa. I was not ready for her to pop up like that. That kind of scared me. Yeah, how was all the blood rushing to your head first time, I bet? It's been rushing to your dick so much. Fuck you. He's just vibing. I think he's basically feeling high. Oh, yep. There it is. Oh, it was a decent effect. Can't say I'm too upset that he's like the first, you know, of the main set of kills here to go. That was oddly convenient and inconvenient at the same time. Oh, yeah, here she goes. I do appreciate the extra effects of seeing the blood on the sleeves. Yo, what's this song? Yo. This is great. Yo, I need to see Ted vibing. Where's my boy Ted? Where is Ted? Is that some PBRs I see? Man, this is a cowboy town. Where is Ted? Yes! Yo, Ted. Oh, my God. I mean, oh, that's aged horribly. Where would he be getting clothes? Did Jason get to know his mother? Like, I mean, did she know that he was alive? And that he was, like, hiding out there? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she's right. This is like in Among Us, where the person's right, but they base all their knowledge and facts on, like, bullshit. And everybody votes you out, and it's like, you know, you're like, oh, that made no sense to vote me out in that moment. And they're like, well, we were right, though. I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad at Among Us, and I'm just salty. Are they next, I guess? That's a shame. You know, we spent a lot of time with them. You know, wait, did they go to fuck like a while ago? What were they doing that whole time? Is this round two? What? Were they in just the next room over? Oh, that's a weird way to look at a couple going upstairs. Yeah. Hey, I mean, you know, we are here for all different abilities, but, you know, I like his determination. It's a shame that, you know, for unrelated reasons, things are not going to work out for our friend here. Yeah. Yo, I'm for this harmonica. Let's go. Pre-coital harmonica. These movies really are just all like sex, drugs, and Jason killing people. Like, people will crap on, like, the 2009 movie, but honestly, it's probably better than, like, half of the other ones. Dude, Ted is a bro. He would be like, oh yeah, no, I'll stay somewhere else tonight. Oh, did he get the generator? He really is his mother's boy. You turkey. Oh. She's going to see some shit. Oh, no, she's going to see some shit. All right, let's see. Where is it? Where's the body? Or is he just going to pop up in that left frame there? Well, I like her polish. She's feel oh. I was going to say she's feeling herself, but she, I think, felt herself a little bit more than I'd prefer. Also, I can't imagine that works out too well. Is it rainy? No. I thought I saw lightning. We're gonna see it, we're gonna see it, we're gonna see it, and it is raining. Another lightning. Oh, no, we're just seeing her go to the car. Okay, that was an all right shot. Oop, this is it. Yeah, I was gonna... Man, this really does feel like Rob Zombie directed it. Holy shit. Well, I mean, if Rob Zombie actually directed it, it would be a lot worse in terms of, like, gratuity. What did she get? It looked like a glizzy. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, his delivery on that was just a little peculiar. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh, bright. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, that was a good kill. That is maybe the best kill of this movie. Though I don't know, I know some people find the rolling down the stairs kind of humorous, and you can tell clearly that it's a dummy. No, I enjoy it. That was all right. Is he going to put the mask on? Oh, actually, you know what? No, you know what? I just remembered another thing. We're like, I think, a minute from it, but I don't want to spoil it. Sex in these woods. Yep. Yep. There it is. The two best kills of the movie, back to back. And man, they are not lingering on any of these at all. They're not. No, don't be driving, you donuts. Yes, okay. Please God, let Ted live. Please, love of God. Stephen Miner, I'm going to be so mad if Ted does not live. He was just like, yes, boss. Yes, boss. All right, you know, this has not been a bad movie. This has not been a bad movie. We only got like a quarter of it left. Yo. I don't know. Maybe I'm just leaning into the bit too much. Oh, wait, she's still alive. Yo, I swear though, where's the thing she had? I swear she had like a glizzy. Bells ring, and that was like actually in the They got some good, they got some half decent shots. Yeah, there'd be a lot more blood on those sheets. What are they on about? Oh, just kidding. Oh, wait, who's, oh, I'm surprised he hung him. But yo, that was a good introduction for Jason. For him to pop up with that sheet on his head. This is a little long though. All right. Yeah, come on. All right. We know. She didn't even put up a fight. What the fuck? But yeah, that was good. I didn't expect it. And maybe that's just kind of like a retroactive thing, because I'm kind of familiar with this movie, but I don't know. Should say with this series. This one feels like the second installments typically feel a little low key. Like Halloween 2. That was another one that's just like, yeah, it's there. Yeah, they're like racking up the tension. You know, this, not bad, Friday 2, not bad. She already knows. Yeah, the child psychology senses are tingling. She already knows. Yeah, come on. All right. Now, the one thing Friday. The one thing I'll say that the blood is not nearly as believable. Or there's no blood. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe I take it back. Did he just get rid of all three of those bodies? Were the four of them the only ones that were left? Nothing. I am not the imposter. God, that's going to date this so much. Rain stopping. That's good. Is someone in this room? Where's your flashlight from earlier? Oh, shit. Help him! Help him! Dude, hit him with a chair! You're not, what are you, what the fuck? Dude, he's in eye shot. What are you? Okay. All right. No, you lost me. You lost me. At least she has. I don't know. I was about her before, but then she started dropping all that child psychology stuff. I don't know, man. Yo, get a rope. Tie it to a beam in the ceiling, then tie it around the door. Show the entire sequence and then have it not pay off at all. Or at least that's what the last final girl would have done. Oh! Nice. Okay, nice. Paul's definitely alive, though. How did the bathroom not have a lock, by the way? I feel like that's got to be a breach of some protocol. And then again, this was the 80s, wasn't it? I really hope he doesn't bust through that door again. Or that window. Old dog, same tricks. Oh, it's gonna be Paul, and she's gonna, like... It's gonna be Paul. Just kidding! Oh! It's Ralph! Defenestration! Oh, and it's... I don't know how I didn't see this coming. That it's not gonna start. How did I not see that coming? Oh! Did he just, like, crouch down? Oh... This is a pretty decent climax. Why would you not just keep stabbing through the roof, though, my guy? You know, you're going to be better off with the pitchfork. Grab the pitchfork! No! Oh. I know I'm just screaming myself here. But, you know. Come on. Come on, use your wits. Use your wits, my guy. Did she just kick him in the dick? Yeah, who is that? Shinsuke Nakamura? Daniel Bryan? You're just hitting some low blows in here. Come on. Oh. I like that framing. And she did decent acting right there. Ooh. Is he carrying her? What? No. Oh, what just happened? It was too dark to see what just happened. I'm gonna turn my brightness up a little bit. Not as bad as the last one. The last one got real bad with underexposure. I'm just waiting for Paul to come back. Yeah, dude, he looks so goofy right now. Who this be? Is this no? Don't tell me this is Alice's home. I like how the music stopped when she closed the door. That was great. Oh, that was great. Oh no, this is Jason. Oh, this is awesome. Maybe I'm easily impressed. Oh, fucking Remy over here. He's gonna botch it. What's on her cheek? Dude, it's cool. Chill. Dude, rats are okay. Rats are okay. Are you... Oh. Did he hear her piss? Did she just, like, audibly piss? Oh! God damn it. God damn it. What a fucking buffoon. If you thought she was under there... Oh! If you thought she was on... Oh, shit. If you thought she was on... There she goes with the chair now. All right, you have a chainsaw. Honey, you have a chainsaw. Please use the... Please use the chainsaw. That wasn't even believably lethal. At least when Alice ran away from a unconscious... Pamela Voorhees, she got, like... She was bleeding from the head. Chair across the back, dude. That's like, you need at least five of those to put down like a Brock Lesnar, you know? Not dude. Jason and Brock Lesnar, they're probably, you know, fictionally about the same strength. Maybe Jason slightly more. You're not putting Brock Lesnar down for a three count with a you know, a single wooden chair shot, let alone a steel one. Come on. Yeah, but what a buffoon. Oh. Well, now see, this is where you messed up. This is where you fucked up. There he is. Now, aren't we glad? We're going to see what the guy saw. I know what it is already, but like, this must be a great reveal. Oh, and the other bodies are there. Okay, I have to wonder when Alice died, because that head looks a lot more decomposed right now than it did previously. Now, aren't we glad that they set up the child psychology element? Aren't we glad for that? Because how could we understand otherwise what she's doing here? I bet people kind of freaked out for this in the theater, though. this is pretty good. And that they figured it out by the second movie, you know? When are we going to see? You messed up, you messed up, you messed up, you messed up. Ooh. Ginny. I'm glad Paul finally decided to wake up. I gotta wonder. I don't know. I'm surprised Jason didn't double tap him. It seems like he'd be the type to not be that dumb. But then again, I guess he did break a chair just by, like, shifting his weight on it. So he ain't too bright. I love how they had to have that extra there. Or not that extra, but that actress just lay there for a little while extra. Stibby stab, stibby stab. Where did she stab? Oh, in his back. Ooh. I like her facials. That was a good expression she had there. Damn, we're there. Oh, God, we're in the last 6 minutes. Holy shit. No, double tap, double tap. Let's see it. Let's see the mug. I'm sure this is what everybody wanted. I'm just excited for the next movie. We're going to get him full on Jason. Hockey mask and all. I'm pretty sure that was on an island, though, in the video game, but I don't know. Paul coming through looking like a champ. Now, my question is, where is Ted? I need to see Ted's happy ending. Man, they've been through a war. But of course, going next to windows, that's not where you need to be. Oof. Hey, Paul's the guy, though. Paul's the guy. He'll bandage you back up. What? Wait, what opened? Oh, is Paul gonna eat it? Did they separate the what? This is good. Oh, she lived. Oh, I thought she did. I thought she died. What a, oh God. She What a great fake out. Those look like two different people, shot to shot. Also, this might be the most different looking Jason of all the Jasons. Well, I guess he's similar to the first one. Ooh, God, those bright flashes. Where is Paul? Does this count as Paul's death? Do people count Paul as dead after this movie? I hope not. I like Paul, but you know what's more important? Ted made it out alive. That is what is most important. The sweater's not there, right? Okay, good. Good. Continuity. Tell me her eyes are gonna. Please tell me her eyes open. Nah. Look, your captions, Inc. in Los Angeles. You need to get it together. Get it together. Your captions were lackluster, I must say. Anyways. That was Friday the 13th, part two. If I'm going to say my immediate thoughts, immediately, I'm feeling, solid six, maybe. Scale that or curve that as you may. Personally, hey, I thought it was not bad. Could have been worse. Could have been worse. Hope you guys enjoyed. Please. Follow us on Spotify or whatever listening service you are using to listen to this podcast. Listen to the podcast. We got more episodes coming out soon for Halloween. We also have the Instagram Pretentious Movie Sheet. Twitter is Movie Sheet. TikTok and YouTube is Pretentious Movie Sheet as well. We got some good stuff cooking. We're going to have some more content for Halloween. I'm hoping to have two YouTube videos out, one this upcoming weekend and then one on Halloween, but we'll see. There will be at least one. I promise you that. Anyways, this has been Brian from Pretentious Movie Sheet. I'll see you guys tomorrow with part three, where Jason finally gets his mask.